Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We have the Junior Giant Speaks. We're live right here at the ladies' room. The ladies' room, that's what we're just going to call it today. But today we are here with the young Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giant.
Good morning.
And we're happy to be here this morning. We are with the Envision Dance Academy. We are going to have an opportunity today to interview the Dancing Butterflies. I want to give a shout-out this morning to my for all the help this morning in getting the young people here. This is our first show on remote. We are in the community on location. And we are happy to be here, and I just want the parents to know that their efforts this morning, kind of early and kind of chilly here in the Atlanta area, their efforts are appreciated. But we are here with the Junior Giants. We are going to be doing a session for the next few shows on the talents that God has given us. I believe that every child has a talent. They may have several talents, but there's something that every child is good at. And today we're going to be blessed to be with the Dancing Butterflies. I met these young ladies while I was out to dinner one evening with my husband. And when they walked into the restaurant, they were so full of life and light and so energetic. They had just won a competition. And so I just had to find a way for them to be on the show. Following the show, you'll be able to see the interviews and you'll be able to actually see a dance routine that they're going to do if you go to the website. And the website is JuniorGiantsSpeaks.com, JuniorGiantsSpeak.com. And so we're going to go on and get started this morning with our show. We have several of our young ladies who are ready to do their interviews. And I want to thank the Junior Giants for their efforts. This is all new to everybody here today, so I want to thank them for their efforts in putting today's show together. So we're going to get started this morning. And the first one of our Junior Giants that's going to do her interview is Miss Imaji. Good morning, Imaji.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your week?
It was pretty cool.
Okay, what was cool about it?
My birthday was last week.
Your birthday was last week. And how old are we?
13.
We're 13. Oh, okay. That's good and that's bad. Okay. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go on and get started. Tell me who it is that you're going to be interviewing today.
I'm interviewing Jazzy.
Okay. Go ahead with your interview.
What do you like? Why do you like dancing?
Because ever since I was in kindergarten and I watched the Nutcracker in music class and I saw them dance, I just wanted to do it ever since.
That's cool. What made you want to become a dancer?
My sister, because she used to be a dancer.
What does dancing mean to you?
It means, I don't know. It means to express myself.
How do you prepare for a competition?
You practice, practice, practice.
How do you fit these type of events in with school and other things you do every day?
You have to make arrangements when our calendar is at home.
What kind of sacrifices did you have to make to pursue dancing?
I had to stop tennis. I love to do tennis, but I had to stop it in order to do dance.
Did you always want to be a dancer?
Yes.
If you weren't a dancer, what else would you want to do?
Gymnastics.
Pretty cool. I like gymnastics, too.
Okay. Tell me the name of your young lady there, Imaji.
Jazzy.
Okay, Chazzy, what does dancing do for you? How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel really, really awesome because I can just dance my heart out.
Okay, and what is your favorite kind of dance?
It's lyrical.
Explain to me what lyrical is.
It's kind of like ballet, but I think it's much harder.
You think it's much harder? Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on our show, and Imaji, thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to keep moving this morning. We have Miss Ariel this morning that's going to do an interview. How are you this morning, Ariel?
All right.
You're all right?
Yes.
Okay. How was your week, Ariel?
Pretty good.
Okay. What happened at school this week?
In my first period class, our teacher, Mr. Chernick, surely can't stand our class because we have the small class, but we have the most talkative people in our class.
So did you have a rough week?
Kind of.
Okay,
especially my seventh period class.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope next week is better. Okay. So we're going to want to get started. Who is the young lady that you're interviewing on today?
I'm interviewing Haley.
Okay. Go ahead with your interview.
Well, hi, Haley.
Hi.
What is it like being a dancer?
It's like just expressing yourself when you're dancing.
Can I get wrong?
Oh, sorry. I can't. When you do competitions, do you think it's hard?
No. To make it easier for me, I just practice really hard
and feel more confident. What does dancing mean to you?
It means expressing myself.
Do you enjoy being a dancer?
Yes.
How much effort do you put in to being a dancer? When you go to practice, do you just I don't know how to put it. When you do it, when it's something hard, do you just quit or you keep trying and trying to get better at it?
I keep trying and trying.
Okay. Does dancing affect your life in good ways, positive ways when you after you're done dancing and stuff?
Not really.
Okay. What do you think it takes to be a dancer?
Hard work and effort.
An effort.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been dancing?
That was two.
That's a long time. Well,
Gail, tell me the name of your dancer again.
Her name is Haley.
Haley, when you dance, what does it give to you?
I don't understand that question.
What does it do to you? Does it make you give you joy? Does it make you happy? What does it give to you?
Joyful and happy. Yeah.
It makes you joyful and happy. Okay. If you couldn't dance, what would you do?
I would be a fashion designer.
You'd be a fashion designer? Do you draw?
Yes.
Okay. Do you sew?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, good. So you have a lot of different talents that you can do. Well, we thank you for being on our show this morning.
I thank you for letting me.
No problem. Okay, we're going to keep going. Once again, we are at the ladies' room here with the Envision Academy dancers, the Dancing Butterflies. These are some interesting young women. They're very talented. We're happy to be with them, happy to have them. And we are in location, on location. We're in the community today. And this is a new experience, like I said, for our Junior Giant reporters. And so we're very happy to try something new. We are expanding. If you want to see the interviews or see the pictures of today's show, you'll be able to find them later on today at JuniorGiantSpeak.com, and that's our website. Also, I need to let you know that we are continuing to take on new Junior Giant reporters. As you heard Imaji say, she has turned 13. That will end her tenure with Junior Giants, I hate to say, but it does. And so we are recruiting new Junior Giant reporters. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12, and this is a way for them to express their talents. We're just really going to be expanding within the next year. So if you have children that are interested, they can go to our website and sign up, or they can call me, Ms. Sharon, at 678-516-5570. We are going to continue with our interviews on today. Next we have coming up our Junior Giant, Ms. Faith. Good morning, Faith. How are you?
Morning. I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
It was long.
Why was it so long, Faith?
Because I had CRCP testing this week.
Okay. So how well did you feel like you did well?
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Oh, that's good. You all do well in school, so that's a good thing. Okay. Well, tell me who you're interviewing today.
I'm interviewing Miss Alana.
Say your name again.
Alana.
Okay. Go right ahead with your interview.
Okay. Why do you like to dance?
I like to dance because it makes me feel like I can express myself and no one's watching me.
Okay. What inspired you to start dancing?
Well, at first, I just felt like dancing would be a good opportunity for me to shine and for me to put back all my frights, and that I could just get out there and do what I wanted.
Okay. What do you think your dancing does for other people?
I think my dancing brightens people's day, and it makes people who are feeling down, I think it just brightens them up.
What other types of dance styles do you like to do?
I like to do lyrical because it lets me flow and I can show my flexibility.
Do you think dance is for everybody? Why and why not?
I think dance is for everybody because they can just get out there, express themselves, and feel great no matter if you like to do it or not. I think they should.
How does dance benefit you?
Dance benefits me because I just like... I think dance benefits me because I can show how much I like to do it and why I do it, and I just don't do it because I want to be some kind of star or something. I do it for a cause.
Was dance hard for you at first?
It was hard trying to fit in with the other girls and learn how to do the dance steps that I never thought I could do before. But learning how to do it and taking the time to practice really made me feel like I could fit in.
What would you say to other people to inspire them to start dancing?
I would say that dance
you can let out your emotions and you can feel like you, it's like a brand new start where you can just be yourself.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you today.
You're welcome.
Those were good questions, Faith. Tell me the name of your dancer.
Alana.
Alana. Alana, how do you think dancing affects the rest of the other areas of your life, like school or self-esteem or things like that? How do you think it affects the rest of your life?
I think that it affects my life because when I try to, if I get a dance move wrong, it'll really like make me feel all sad, and I really feel like I have to get it, so I'll just practice. And with school, I try to fit practicing in, like, during the week, if I can, because I have all this studying to do for my test.
So do you think your ability to push yourself until you get it, the way that you do when you're dancing, do you think that that helps you in your schoolwork, be better in schoolwork, so maybe that makes you you're more determined because of the dancing that you do?
Yes, because I feel that I can, when I get a more dance move right, I feel like I can do anything.
Okay, I like that. And I want that to, all of the young people that are listening to understand, there's, you have to try. Even when things are hard, you have to learn how to push through past the fear. There's a saying that said fear is false evidence appearing real. And some things come to may scare you, but you need to understand that that's just the challenge. And you have to use your nervousness to push you forward so that you can be better at whatever it is that you're doing. Thank you very much for the interview. We're just here at the Dance Academy. We're with a great bunch of young women. And today seems to be Girls Day. Our junior giant boys didn't make it today. So I want this to go out to other girls that are listening, those who are calling in and those who are listening online. I want you to understand that there's nothing you can do. The theme of these shows this week and the following week are the talents that God has given you. If God has given you a talent, he's given you that talent for you to use. One of the things that the last dancer said is that it's her way to shine. Anytime that you shine at something, that gives God glory. It gives him credit. And so understand that whatever it is that you do, do it well, push through, and it will cause you to have excellence and a spirit of excellence, not just in one area, but it has a tendency to just overflow into all other areas. So we thank the dancers who have gone before. We're going to move on. I always put a question out to the Junior Giant reporters for the show. And the show question for today is, what is your talent and how do you use that talent to benefit yourself as well as others? So what is your talent? How do you use that talent to benefit yourself as well as others? That's the question that we will get to by the end of the show. And we're going to keep going. Our next Junior Giant reporter is Miss Ariana. How are you doing this morning, Ariana?
Good.
Good. How was your week?
Good.
It was good. Why was it good?
I don't know. I just had a good day a week. All we did this week is review for the CRT team.
So the CRT is these major tests for those the CICTs are for the elementary and the middle school children. I think it comes to some very serious tests because so those of you who are listening in other areas, I want you to be praying for the children in Georgia. Some have already taken them. Some of the parents came down. And these are really used to replacement so that they know how to work with the children. And I'm not going to go any further. But pray for our children as they go through their CRCT. I'm sorry, Ariana. Tell me who it is.
I'm interviewing Nia.
All right, go right here with your interview, please.
How long have you been dancing?
Well, I've been dancing since I was 2, but I've been dancing here since I was for about 3 years.
Okay. When you guys go to competitions, are you nervous?
Sometimes, but not really, because it makes me, when I'm nervous, it makes me mess up, but I try not to get nervous.
Okay. Have you developed great relationships with your teammates and coach?
No, not really.
Are you friends with your teammates?
Oh, yes.
What have you learned working together as a team?
I've learned how to work together with other people and how to tell what I feel.
Does your coach push you to your best when you go to competitions?
Yes, she does.
As a team, do you guys push each other?
Yes, we try to make each other comfortable so that we won't be nervous.
Do you think you are a strong dancer or a, say, in the middle? Because some of you think some people are better than you, or no, or you guys think of each other equally.
Well, I think of myself as a good dancer. I mean, I know I'm not bad or anything.
Do you have anything to say to the dancers out there that want to be, like, really good dancers and want to express themselves through dance?
Well, I just want to say that you can just push yourself and just practice so you can get better at it.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Thank you for having me.
Weren't they just as soft-spoken as they could be? We thank them for this interview. Thank you, Ariana. Ariana, what is the name? What is her name again?
Nia.
Okay, Nia, what do you do when you get nervous?
I try to keep practicing so I can get that nerve out of my head.
Okay. And that's good. One of the things that I just realized, or I think one of the children told me earlier, is that we have 5 reporters here, and of our 5 reporters, 3 of them dance. No, 4 of them dance, and they're on the same dance team. I can't remember the name. Angels of Praise. They dance. They all go to the same church, and so they're dancers too. And so I want to tell you a trick. For all the dancers, for that you, how you use nervousness. When you feel like you're nervous, you have to pull the nervousness, you know, because sometimes you get those butterflies in your stomach. If you pull that nervousness out of your belly by taking a deep breath, let the nervousness get all in your lungs, and then you have to push it out. If you can even do this while you are in motion, and if you're once you get good at it, it enhances the things that you do so that you're not letting the nervousness cripple you. You're taking control of the nervousness. Just a thought. Nia, how far do you want your dancing to go? Do you want to continue to do this as you get older, or is this something you're just doing right now in your life?
Well, I want to continue to do it, but I might change my mind. I don't know yet.
What other things are you interested in?
I'm interested in gymnastics and sewing.
Okay. Well, we thank you for being on our show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. Okay, we're going to continue to go on. Once again, I want to remind the Junior Giants of the question. We are focusing on the talents that the young people have. And I think sometimes our children don't get to go forth in the talents. All of them aren't blessed to be in a dance academy or in a church where they can exhibit their talents. But I want them to understand that you have a talent, and If someone shows interest in you, let them see your talent. Let them see what it is that you're interested in so that you can grow in that talent. Because God has given talents to everyone, every single person. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a singer. It doesn't even mean that you're going to be a dancer. But there is something that you can do. There's some of you who are great writers. Some of you can write stories that are better than the stories that are in books. Some of you take wonderful pictures. Some of you do a whole bunch of lot of things. Sports. But everybody has a talent. And it's time to look at what our talent is and begin to excel. Work to improve the talents that you have. All right, that's enough for me right now, so we're going to keep going. Our next interview is going to be with Ms. DeJory. And DeJory, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And how was your week this week?
That's very interesting.
Well, why was it so interesting?
Well, yeah, CRCT, that, yeah. And then there was a fight at my school, and that was a little bit scary, so.
Okay, we weren't in this fight, right?
No.
Okay, good job.
No.
You're supposed to say absolutely not. Okay, how do you think you did on the CRCT?
I think I did pretty good, but I think I'm going to do best in reading.
Okay. You're an avid reader, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And tell me who it is that you're going to be interviewing today.
I will be interviewing Sierra.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. So, how old were you when you first started dancing?
I was about 4.
How does it feel when you win a competition?
I feel great because I feel like I accomplished something, like, really, really awesome.
How does it feel when you lose?
I feel like I didn't try hard enough, and I need to try my best next time.
I understand that, so. Do you ever get nervous before your competitions?
All the time.
What made you want to start dancing?
I just feel like when I dance, it expresses myself from stress or anything else.
What do you love most about dancing?
I love that you get to just feel free and just let everything out and just dance.
Do you think it is something that you will want to do as you get older?
Yes.
Do you think your life would be different without dance?
Well, it might be the same, but probably not. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, that's it.
All right, DeJory, tell me the name of your dancer.
Sierra.
Okay. Sierra, if you could dance, if you could see yourself dancing in the future, what kind of dance would you do?
Lyrical.
Okay, I'm going to need someone to explain to me what lyrical is exactly.
I say lyrical is like ballet, but it kind of tells a story. And it's like, it's just different.
Okay. I got that it's like ballet, but we're going to have the coach on in a few minutes, and so maybe she can give us a clear breakdown of what lyrical is. Do you feel like expressing yourself in dance helps you to express yourself in other areas?
Yes, because when I dance, I feel like I can do anything. And I try harder. So, like, in school, I could try harder and work that I'm having a hard time at.
Okay, I like that. I like that. What grade are you in?
5th grade.
Okay, where do you go to school?
Oliver Elementary.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you.
And, DeJory, thank you for your interview.
You're welcome.
Once again, we are at the ladies' room, and we are with the Envision Dance Academy. We're talking this morning with the Dancing Butterflies. We're going to take a quick musical break here, and we will be back with you in just a moment. Our musical break this morning is coming from Jazzy Boy, or Anthony High. This song is called Check It at the Door.
You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us and what it is that He's calling for. And being that He's the only God, He's not calling for a bunch of men. Jealousy, backbiting. But I know I want to be where He is. So daily I'm checking different things at the door. I'm leaving them behind. Counting the joy every day that I have to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die? No mics. You can tune into this on those nights you feeling weak, and you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always is the light, and I heard you was soon to come. Gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrate. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race, so I try to endure my knees. Touch me, please, at the same time that I'm seeking your face. Human puzzle haven't yet matched up. On the inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cash your cares on Him and put Him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave His life, He wants a life in return. Missing Him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me as to find out exactly how His heart beats. But what I can't understand is why He purposely wanted me when I've been so deep in so much without His loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'ma be sitting here checking it until He shows up. I want to be right. Everything that's not like Him, I'm leaving it. And I can't do it on my own.
I'm not right. I need
you, Lord.
Check my prayer life or my road. Check my spirit, my
back here with Junior Giants Speak here on Block Talk Radio. That was Anthony High with Check It At The Door. His name is, oh, I'm supposed to say, a.k.a. Jazzy Boy with Check It At The Door. We're here with our Junior Giants and the Envision Dance Academy. We are talking with the Dancing Butterflies. So we're going to talk with the coach of the Dancing Butterflies, and let's hope that she's going to be able to enlighten us on what lyrical dancing is. Ariel, do you have the coach with you?
Yes, I do.
Go right ahead with your interview. Introduce her to us.
Okay. Well, I'm interviewing Miss Michelle. She's the coach of the Dancing Butterflies. Okay. How has your life changed over time while being a coach?
I would actually say that becoming a dance coach has actually enlightened my life a little bit. It's kind of my Calgon that takes me away. You guys are, for some reason today, the girls are a bit shy, but you can't really see their personalities that I see every week. They're bright and bubbly and funny and sometimes out of control, but they give me the opportunity to laugh and just kind of shake my head at them and keep going while still having fun.
Well, thanks. How does this, I don't like to say, like, the stuff that you, not emotionally, but, like, just kind of, when you work with them and you kind of see all their sides and they see their good side and their bad side, do you, when you get to see those both sides of them, does it give you, like, a, I don't want to say, like, kind of, I don't want to say, like, but does it give you a great sense of what you know their strengths are and their weaknesses, and then you can help them do that, like, to help them to do better at that, to, like, to win competitions?
Absolutely, and that's a great question. Emotionally, every year as you see the girls grow, not only grow in age and grow in height and shoe sizes, because we go through that just about every 3 or 4 months, changing out tap shoes and that sort of thing, but just seeing them grow as individuals as well. A couple of the girls like Mia and Alana, when I first started training them, you know, a few years ago, they were very quiet, always in a shell, and they are kind of like that right now, but before, they didn't want to come out of that shell. So now when they're around the other girls, they come out of that shell, they laugh more, they talk more, you know, they speak up more. And all the girls work really, really hard. So I think that's what grabs my heart from an emotional standpoint. All of the girls have strengths and all of them have weaknesses, all in different areas. But when you're training kids, the best thing to do is to always keep the fun part of it, because once it's not fun anymore, then they're not going to want to do it anymore, regardless of whether they're doing a step correctly or whether they're not doing it as correctly as it could be. The point is to keep pushing them and keep having fun with it so that they can keep enjoying it, because once it becomes like homework, they don't want to do it anymore. So, and that's just a typical kid.
Yeah, that's just like me. How is it just like being coached and like coming every week just to practice with them? Well, that's what I think you do, practice with them and teach them new dances and stuff like that.
It is actually, I can't really say it's tiring. I look forward to it every week. You know, I wish I could have the girls every single day for 3 or 4 or 5 hours a day, because they would be much more further along in their dancing abilities. But I look forward to every Saturday morning. I look forward to seeing their faces, and they're tired, and they didn't want to put on the leotard because it's hot, and they didn't want to wear tights because it's hot. So I look forward to that. And teaching them new things, I think that they look forward to that, like different progressions, like jumps and turns and that kind of thing. And not only that, not only learning new things, but improving on the others, because they have to continue to improve every single week in order to be competition ready or stage ready.
Well, that's a great answer. Do you consider the girls on your team a family?
Absolutely. I've had all of these girls in my house at one time, and that's almost on a consistent basis. I look at them all as my extended family. You know, outside of my daughter, they are like my, you know, my second daughters. You know, even when we're in Florida, I have a slumber party at Nationals. I have a slumber party at our condo, you know, so they can all still be together, play on the beach together, and I let the moms just kind of go and do their own thing. So they're definitely, I do consider them like, you know, my other set of daughters, you know, that I have.
Well, is it stressful, but you kind of, is it stressful being coached, but you, at the same time, you still enjoy doing it?
No, it's not stressful at all. I think a more appropriate word would probably be frustrating sometimes, and only because when it comes to music, because even when you're selecting music, you want music that fits their personalities, and I have 5 different personalities, and they have to love the music.
So the music has to be age appropriate. They have to love it. And sometimes, you know, with music these days, you have to be very careful on the type of music that you have for them. They have to love it, because when they love the music, they want to dance to it as well, whether that's lyrical, whether that's hip hop. Tap, they really don't have any other choice, because I love tap, and do we have to dance off of that, you know, but they really show well on stage with it. So I really wouldn't say it's stressful, just frustrating on choosing on the selection of music.
Oh, well, can you explain lyrical to us?
Yes, as we've heard from all of the girls, lyrical seems to be their favorite. Lyrical, when you think about lyrical, you first want to put in your head ballet. And lyrical, the benefits of lyrical is that it contains all of the technique and form and body form of ballet. The difference is that lyrical is performed to more up-to-date music, whereas ballet is performed to classical music, instrumental music, you know, things like that. So with lyrical, these girls get to dance off of, you know, their, you know, favorites, Miley Cyrus and all Justin Bieber-ish type people, and, you know, even some songs from Rihanna, you know, very slow songs, but it allows them to feel the music. Their latest piece is a routine from Sharice, Note to God, and they just took a liking to it. I really pushed them with this lyrical routine this year because they're older, and I wanted them to stretch their boundaries and kind of get out of the safe zone or comfort zone. So lyrical just allows them to express themselves, and they understand, you know, they have to feel the emotion of the song.
Oh. What is, varied age group in your dances, like who's like the oldest and like kind of who's the youngest?
The oldest, I believe, is Sierra, and the youngest, I believe, is Mia. Sierra is 11 and Mia is 9, and she's a tall 9. Like we wear the same shoe size, so that just goes to tell you.
That's really interesting to know. It's like when I look at her, she doesn't look like a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
She really doesn't. Okay. Do you push your girls every week and make them give 100% in every dance that they do in any type of style?
Absolutely. 100% is required, and that's whether they're in the dance room or even if they're at home. You know, I've tried to have a great open communication with the parents to make sure that even at home, they are doing homework. In order to stay on the team, they have to have a B average in school, which is never really a rule that I have to enforce because all of these girls are great students academically. And even when we're here in the dance room, 100% plus is not expected, but it's also required. They have to give 100% or else they don't go on stage.
Just the way you carry yourself, I could see that you really, really would love that, like, and require your girls to do that, because just the way you carry yourself and the way you kind of look, it's just like, I can just tell you the way that you require them to do a lot of stuff and make sure they perfect everything that they do when they're dancing. Do you come up with the girls' routines?
Yes, but I also have help from a fellow instructor. His name is Mr. James. Sometimes he comes into town and he helps me with different steps and helps me with the choreography and the creativity, because it's very hard to create a piece that relates to the girl's personality and also that shows well on stage and sets them apart from any other dance team that's out there that they may possibly compete against.
Well, this is the last and kind of like final question I have for you. How many tournaments have they won or competitions that the girls have won?
They've won quite a few over the years. This last competition season, they placed second in their respective divisions, and we have nationals coming up in June.
That sounds like fun. Well, thank you for letting me interview.
Well, thank you for having me. You were a great interviewer.
Well, thank you. Ariel, thank you for the interview. I appreciate it. But
you're
let
welcome.
Me ask Ms. Michelle a question. Ms. Michelle, I know I work with children, and so I realize that I learn a lot from them. I probably learn more from them than I do from any book that I pick up. So tell me, in the years that you have worked with these dancers, what you have learned. What do you take away from it?
I have learned patience. That is probably the number one thing that I've learned from these girls. And not only learning patience, but allowing them to be themselves and trusting them to be themselves. I think that when you allow them that room, their personalities really shine, and you actually learn a little bit from them as well. Like on the way here, I had Nia and Haley in the car with me, and Haley knows that I am battling with music for their hip-hop routine to kind of switch it up. And she's like, Mom, why don't we use this? And she plugs her iPad into the radio in the car, and it's mindless behavior, but it's a good track. And I'm like, oh, wow, Haley, I do. I like that. So, you know, when I allow them an opportunity to be themselves, and I learn that from them as well, because they're not looking to impress anybody but themselves. And I think that that is awesome. And every week someone comes into the dance room, Miss Michelle, look what I learned how to do. You know, like Jazzy comes in, Miss Michelle, look, I learned how to do a scorpion. And although it may not be a perfect scorpion, it's the fact that she's learning and she's doing it on her own, showing initiative. So.
Okay. I think sometimes working with children, it is watching them change. It's a good thing to watch them change, but it requires different things of you. So it also stretches you when you have to work with children because they're forever changing.
Absolutely.
And so thank you so much for being with us and allowing us to come and take up some of your practice time. I know you guys are getting ready for nationals, and we'll be praying for you.
Well, thank you.
And that the excellence that you are breathing into these young ladies will shine out when you guys are competing.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We want to thank all of the dancers who were a part this morning. We're coming down to the end of the show, close to the end of the show. I put out a question to the junior giants. I asked them, what was their talent, and how do they use that talent to benefit themselves and others? Because for just so that you understand that when you have a talent, it's not just for you. You get to enjoy it. You get to do the hard work. But ultimately, everything that we have is to help somebody else. And so those of you who have different talents, you need to understand that, yes, you get to enjoy doing it. You can get to enjoy the shine or the people saying to you, well done, but you need to understand that God gave you the talent for a reason, and the reason is so that you can help someone else. You may be able to teach dance to someone else, or you may be able to encourage somebody else to try their best. So, Junior Giants, here's the question. We're going to start with Miss Amaji. Miss Amaji, tell me what your talent is and how you use it to help others and yourself. Okay, we're going to keep going. And Maji didn't come through, so we're going to move over to Faith. Faith, tell me what your talent is, and tell me how you use your talent to help yourself and others.
Well, I have a lot of talents, but like the main one I'm like doing right now is dancing, and how it helps me, it just helps bring out my personality more, and how I can like occupy my time, and it makes me happy and feel like I accomplished something, and how it helps others. I think it's like brightens up their day and it surprises them because it's like, wow, I knew she could do that before. And it's like, yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like that you're dancing. Okay. We're going to keep going. Ariana. Ariana, tell me what your gift is and how you use your gift to help yourself and other people.
My gift is singing and dancing. My main one is singing. I can use it to help people that are feeling down. If I sing, it might make them feel better. And if I sing about God, they might actually go to church and actually become saved. And that's how I think I can use my talent to help other people that need help. That are on the streets, that are sick. I can sing to them and make them feel a lot better.
I like that. One of the things, though, Ariana, that I noticed about you is that you're very invested in helping other people feel better, and it's something that you're very good at. And so I would just encourage you to use that gift. That's a very powerful, powerful gift. And I would encourage you to use that gift to help other people, especially young people, children, your own age. I know the reason behind that gift. And so I want you to just use that to help other people, encourage them to feel better. Okay, that's a good gift. And we're going to go now with, let's try Miss DeJory. DeJory, tell me what your talent is and how you use that talent to help yourself and to help other people.
Well, I would say mine are dancing and singing. But as Ariana said, it would mainly be singing for me. Singing benefits me because when I'm down or I'm having a hard time, I can sing and I always feel better. For other people, it ministers to them. And sometimes I actually help them out of the bad mood. So that's it.
Okay. And I've heard you sing, and you have a beautiful voice. And I want to encourage you, just like I did with Ariana, use that gift. It's great when you can use it. When I sing at home, I get loud and like no one's in the building. But that helps me to overcome whatever thing is, whatever's stressing me out, or if I'm feeling down or whatever. Music has the power to do that. And so I want you to encourage you. I want to encourage you to keep going with your singing and use it in that way. And something else I just need to point out is that when you are gifted and talented, you need to understand sometimes life gets hard on purpose. And God allows it to get hard to see if there's push in you. Sometimes dance might get hard, or sometimes singing might get hard, or just your life in general. Things might come up that seem really hard. And sometimes it seems to happen to people who are really gifted and talented, but it's because he's building stamina in you. And what I mean by that, inner strength, so that you know how to go through things and don't quit. And so even when you're having those rough days, use your talent. Use your gifts. That's why you're going through, is so that you can be stronger, a stronger individual. We're going to keep going. We're going to go right now with Miss Ariel. Ariel, tell me what your talent is and how you use it to enhance yourself and others.
Well, my talent is playing the saxophone.
Go ahead.
Playing the saxophone, that's my talent, like, musically. It just, like, when I play, it helps me express myself in different ways that I can express myself. And even though sometimes playing it gets hard and some of the music that we get is hard, but I just keep trying and trying, and I get it. And then most of the time, like, when I'm bored, I just play around with it, and I can play different, like, kind of notes and put them together, and it makes me sound, like, really cool. And it just makes me feel happy when I do that.
Okay. And you're good at the saxophone. I just want to encourage you, too. And you know my brother, that he is an awesome saxophonist. And when I tell you, he used to practice and practice and practice. Our house was so noisy growing up, but his practicing has brought him to the place that he is. There's a saying that says practice makes perfect. That's not true. The reality of it is practice makes better. And anytime you go from better and you keep practicing, that's when you come to best. And if you keep practicing after that, then you get to excellence. And so that's what we all are striving for, is excellence. We're going to go to Ms. Amaji. And let's see if she comes through this time. Okay, Ms. Amaji, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what your talent is and how you use it to enhance yourself and others.
I like writing and taking pictures. I don't know how pictures would help other people, but I do know that writing, it can inspire people and it can make you laugh. It can get you through tough times.
Okay. Well, let's think about how can pictures enhance somebody else? Have you ever seen a picture that was so beautiful that it just makes you think of God?
Yes.
That's how pictures can enhance somebody else. I've seen some pictures that made me say, without a shadow of doubt, oh, there's got to be a God because it's so beautiful. So if you're lucky enough to capture those kind of things, if you're blessed enough to capture those kind of things, that's how it can inspire other people. Okay? I believe I got everyone this morning. And I want to thank you again for listening, those of you who are listening. Once again, we are recruiting Junior Giant reporters. If you want your child to be a Junior Giant reporter, they need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. They need to be willing to do some work, because I do give them assignments. They have to call in and do a conference call and the whole nine yards to prepare for the show. You can call me at 678-516-5570, or you can sign them up on the website at juniorgiantspeaks.com. And you'll be able to see pictures of this interview, and you will actually be able to see a dance routine from the Dancing Butterflies on our website. Once again, it's juniorgiantspeaks.com. I want to thank you all for joining us this morning. And we're going to keep our young people who are testing in our prayers. And we just thank God for the opportunity to be with these young people. Once again, I want them to know that the gifts and talents that God has given you are for a reason. Don't think it's just for you and you get to just have fun with it. You're going to help yourself and you're going to help someone else. That's the whole purpose of our living. I want to thank you again for joining us. And we're going to go off the air now with our musical selection. Until next time. Oh, I do want to mention, next time, please tune in. We will have a young man. He's 11 years old. Well, maybe he's 12 by now. He's 12 years old. His name is Aaron Knight. This young man is a dynamic singer. You can go on YouTube and check him out. Aaron Knight. He's going to be our musical guest. And we're going to continue to talk about our talents, the talents that God has given us. So if you would, tune in on May 4th at 11 o'clock to Junior Giant Speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going out this morning with Anthony, a.k.a. Jazzy Boy, on Check It at the Door. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us and what it is that He's calling for. Being that He's the only God, He's not calling for a bunch of men. Jealousy, backbiting. But I know I want to be where He is. So daily I'm checking different things at the door. I'm leaving them behind.
Counting the joy every day that I have to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die? No mics. You can tune into this on those nights you're feeling weak. And you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always is the light. And I heard you was soon to come. Gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrate. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race. That's why I try to end it on my knees. Touch me, please, at the same time that I'm seeking your face.
Check it out the door. 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 Check it out the door.
keys to this human puzzle haven't yet matched up. Only inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cash your cares on him and put him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave his life, he wants a life in return. Missing him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me, it's to find out exactly how his heart beats. But what I can't understand is why would he purposely want me when I've been so deep in so much without his loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'ma be sitting here checking it until it shows up.